There's a total change in the coaching staff as the one defensive guy on this caravan. You excited about the new coaches that are going to be leading you guys this year?
Oh, yeah. Coach Horton, he's done a great job, especially in Cleveland and when he was out in Arizona, did a great job out there. And just seeing the way he's able to use the safeties, he has a couple of Pro Bowl safeties that he's coached. And put him in great positions to make plays, and even with the set in the corners, he's done a great job, especially in the secondary all the way around. So just watching some of the old film of Cleveland's defense last year and just seeing they played great defense. And, the records may didn't show for it, but you could just see they was a top 10 defense. So with that being said, I think we got the guys and the players that's needed to continue his tradition of making a good defense.
You guys had a pretty good defense last year. You were able to get after the quarterback and get some turnovers. How is Coach Horton's defense different? You're still going to be in attack mode all the time. What are some of the things that Coach Horton wants to implement?
We're going to play a lot of man coverage, but at the same time, we can play zone. We're going to do a little bit of everything. So the playbook, again, like Delaney said, it's on the iPad now. So I would hate to see what it actually looked like if it was all on paper. So, it's so many different things we're doing. It's so many different things we can do. So right now he's getting the feel for the guys that we have on his roster to see, if we need to blitz more, if we need to play a little bit more coverage more, wherever it may be. So I guess you just have to work for the first preseason game and see what we're going to be doing.
Is this a difficult transition period for you?
Not for me. This is my third head coach since I've been here. This is my fourth defensive coordinator since I've been here, and this is going on year 8. So, and when I was in college, we had four defensive coordinators each every year. So, it's not a big transition. We brought in some good veteran players like Sean Phillips, Wesley Woodyer. We got the guys from Denver Broncos. They're bringing some veteran leadership. So we're just revamping this whole defense to make a good championship caliber defense.
The young guys, I know they went offense, the Titans, in the first two rounds, but their next three picks all came on defense, and it was one pick in each section of your defense. I know they're new to you, but when you saw the names, you think there's some talent that's coming in?
Of course, I wouldn't think these I wouldn't think our front office and our coaching staff wouldn't draft these guys. They believe these guys can come in and help this team win football games. So whether it's playing right away on defense due to injuries or starting, or whether it's playing contributing special teams, wherever it may be, I think the coach got a good group of young guys that come in and help this team win football games.
What is your role with these newbies?
Really just bring them along. You never know when your opportunity may come. When I was a rookie, due to some injuries and things of that nature, I was put on the field early. So you just want to bring these guys along, catch them up, and we all learn together, build team chemistry, a bond. I know it's a competition, but at the same time, I think competition makes a good team. When you're able to, a man goes down, somebody can come in and pick up the slack. You look at a team like Seattle Seahawks. They had a corner get suspended, another guy comes in and picks up the slack, and they end up winning the Super Bowl. So I think that's the whole objective to what we're doing right now in Tennessee is just getting as many guys we can to contribute so we can just, whether it's come at you on defense or whether it's score points on offense, I think we're just trying to get enough guys just to be able to do a lot of different things.
You mentioned Seattle. Is that the team that the rest of the league models their defense after now?
I don't think so. Right now we in the words of Bernard Pollard, we're going to come get you. We're going to, punch you in the mouth, all those different things he likes to say. But this is just the attitude. Right now we got to focus within our locker room. We can't, focus and think about other teams. We got to think about ourselves, because right now we go to war with the guys we have in our locker room. So you got to be able to trust each and every person we have on the side of the ball that you're on when you're out there. So right now we just need to be the Tennessee Titans and get back to the tradition that it used to be. It was hard-fought defense and a team that can run the ball. But, we can throw the ball around with guys like Delaney and Justin Hunter, Nate Wash, and Kendall Wright. So we just want to be able to do it all, not be a one-dimensional team.
You heard Delaney mention Super Bowl. Is that as high as where you want it to be? Is that the only real goal that you should have going in?
I think that's the only reason why we all play football is to win that ring. Let alone, like Delaney would tell you too, we ain't getting no younger. So, with that being said, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. Some people it's 2-3 times, but right now we just need to get to the playoffs and win our division and go game by game each every week.
Thanks, Mike.